Imagine being able to travel to any point in time. Where would you go? And what would you do? You could witness some of the greatest moments in history.
That's gotta be Kane! Break it down!
All right. Season 5, episode 44, November 17th, 1997. Two Raws after Survivor Series, and things are...
You know what's more important? It's like five Raws after Bad
Blood. Because you guys remember Bad Blood.
And this is 5 weeks after Bad Blood. So it's five Raws after Bad
five
Blood.
5 weeks.
Hey!
What an intro. Tom, always pick me up where I am falling down. I appreciate it. Last week, little premature ending.
Yeah.
What happened?
I was hoping that they would reveal the ending, show us what happened here.
Let me guess.
And boy, were we not disappointed.
Same ending. But it was same vest. We're back, baby.
We saw it. So it was pretty funny how they showed this. Because we're like, last week, and they showed the whole scene, and then they literally cut it off right at the one,
same spot
two,
we saw.
And then like, oh, yeah. Like we're not going to see it? Then they played the intro, then we saw it.
Which, why?
Because they probably the same reason, like, oh, we're going to fuck with these guys.
They
fuck
with us.
Doing podcasts with a
dark. Okay, cut out last week, so we'll show you what happened. It just shows exactly what happened. Jim Cornette. I blame Jim Cornette on this one.
Would you have guessed this is the how it ended up? Now, after watching what really happens here?
Not exactly.
No, not at all.
Huh? Yeah, so, I mean, probably show it.
It's like a Mad Libs of what could have happened. It's like, here's 10 different scenarios. Say, like, you're choosing your own ending, but, like, if you're an adult who understands how things should work, you would never choose this ending. But if you're just some kid, it's like, yeah, that sounds cool. Yeah, that sounds cool. So what happens is, and I mentioned it last week, he gets pulled out of the ring. It's actually the ref gets pulled out of the ring before he can count to three. Then...
What he means, like, pulled out of the ring, not like someone, like, grabs his leg and goes, hey, stop that. Like, the ref's like, one, two, and it's just like, getting pulled back.
Yeah. And he's out. Sergeant Slaughter pulls the ref out of the ring, gets in there, hits Triple H, who's in the match, throws him out of the ring, basically. And then Ken Shamrock kind of comes out of it, and rolls up Shawn Michaels. Then Sergeant Slaughter counts to three, which doesn't make any sense. A, he's not the referee. B, Shawn Michaels isn't in this match.
No.
And it's a 1-2-3, and then that's like he won, but it
he
wasn't even the
Ken
person
Shamrock's
in the
hand.
Match.
And Ken Shamrock's acting like it's fucking normal. He's just like, you goddamn right I won. Yeah. It's like, you didn't
you
pin
got
the
a
right
tap,
guy.
Dude.
Yeah, hand to the mat. You tell me when, dude. God, I love the callbacks. Love the callbacks.
I love your Ken Shamrock impression because it's so not what he's like. Like he looks like the guy that would talk like he's from New York. Hey, I'm in. I win 1-2-3. You heard it here first.
Doesn't matter who I pin, baby. He's still number one, most dangerous man. You're right. You're right in this. Yeah. In my
he's
mind,
like from California.
He's that. Sacramento. He's from Sacramento. Go Kings. They won tonight. But let's not ruin it.
I just love
Ken Shamrock. Lots of respect to Ken
Shamrock. That we've made that isn't even like, it's not subversion. It's not Triple H Trump. It's not Japanese Hitler. It's just Ken Shamrock.
Yeah.
But that's in our minds what he sounds like.
The only accurate thing I think we do is kind of Brett. We've took it a little overboard, but...
We do pretty good Paul Bearer, I think, collectively.
Actually, Paul Bearer's a boss. Yeah, even J.R. Lizzo is pretty good as well.
They're all good. J.R. Lizzo is just mind-blowingly good. Taco Michinoku, though, that's a great restaurant.
Patent pending.
Check it out in your local business district.
Yeah. Austin food truck. Yes, that's what we're doing.
Well, that's the Michinoku driver. That's the food truck.
Oh, dude. Please tell me. Did you have that ready to go?
No. I did think about the Michinoku Driver last episode about it being like a menu item, but I just made
sense. I said food truck? Yeah. Oh, dude, yeah. Meeting on the mind, yeah. Dude. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, Ken Chow, we're going to continue to do that. I mean, it's just a good... I mean, but that is... I mean, I think he's just trapped in the wrong body.
He really needs to be this dude. From Sacramento,
he's like
dude.
The Brooklyn Brawler and Ken Shamrock put together. Yeah.
Hey man, you need me for a match? I'm there, man.
Capital California, yeah. Dude.
I was at McDonald's and this chick ate my cheese. Yeah. What you gonna do about it?
Yeah, we did call GB. He wouldn't take a call live, but we did get the story and kind of checks out. And to Tom's point. He did know her, and I'm pretty sure that he banged her.
Mm-hmm. Only time will tell.
Yeah, Tom said he has some bitch, a retarded bitch, stole the cheese out of my fridge the other night.
Wonder no, well, she came over. She had that yellow teeth that he was talking about with the cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Whose cheese is that? Is that GB's cheese? What are we doing? Yeah. You better tell.
Is it gay if you make out with her if it's GB's cheese?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Nothing
that's why
wrong
I didn't kiss her. I didn't kiss her.
Yeah, you're not a big kisser.
No, I'm not. Only, you know, if it's love, it's love.
Yeah. Right. The mustache, though. Your time in Austin, he had the mustache.
Oh, yeah. Still there. Still there, but now the rest
is it's more prominent, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm a big mustache guy now. I can rate other people's mustaches.
Oh, I thought you were a big mustache guy, but you don't have a mustache. Well,
no.
You do, but it's
well,
not.
I do. You know, I can have it in a matter of minutes, you know?
Yeah,
I know. It's a big thing for me now.
Yeah, I get it.
A big mustache guy.
Yeah. You've gotten your black belt, per se, right?
In mustaches,
you passed your 095 class. You did the 101.
Yeah.
You got the basics done.
I got the basics done. I got a big mustache ride guy. You just hand them out left and right. Chicks are jumping on there.
Are they jumping?
They're just jumping on there.
Really?
Yeah. They're just jumping on. They'll be like, you're walking. And they'll give you a nod and you'll know what it is. It just happens, you know?
Are they nodding?
Yeah, and then you go. And then it happens.
These chicks just aren't nodding out from the roofline you're giving them?
No. That's helping, but it's not the reason.
Yeah, they got to nod up
and
down.
It's a symptom, but not the cause.
Got
you know,
it.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah, get checked, guys. Get checked. All right, let's get this episode rolling, and we're starting out how any good episode should start out. Stone Cold Steve Austin, the IC title holder. He's calling out the
You're telling
Rock.
Me only good episodes happen if Stone Cold comes out first and he's
No, because this episode wasn't that good.
Okay.
But it's the
but
best
it's
way to start
out,
an episode.
Right.
I mean, if you start, remember when we
honestly, if you just took this whole first segment out and said, this is how a Raw starts, not telling you the time and place, but this is how a Raw starts in the Attitude Era, how awesome would you have thought this Raw was going to be on a scale of 1 to 10?
Coming off of last week's episode, where we usually do a shitty one, good one, shitty one, good one.
But not even that. Just look, I'm telling you. Just,
oh, you're just giving me the notes
I'm
right
just telling
now.
You, no, I'm telling you, hey, I'm telling you right now, Stone Cold comes out. He's a champ. I won't even say what champ. Say Stone Cold comes out. He's Intercontinental champ.
Got it.
Nation of Domination comes out. Rock steals his belt and runs away with it. That's the first 5 minutes of Raw.
So Rock comes out. Steal Stone Cold's belt, which happens.
Yes.
How
are you telling? I'm telling you this 2 years ago before we have this podcast. How good of a Raw are you telling me that's going to be?
I'm saying that if that's the intro, that this, if this is where we're starting and it's up here, we can only go.
Right.
No
Give me
ceilings.
A number out of 10.
10. 9, 2, 8, 9.
The lowest you're going is 9, right?
Probably. Maybe I said 8, 9. So 8.9, yeah.
So,
there might be like a mini match or a gold dust match in there or something. But
yeah, but you take that out of consideration because you think this could be, The Rock is stealing Stone Cold's title.
I'm thinking someone gets hit by a car later.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Or Stone Cold's like fucking trapping people in bear traps and stuff. Like some cool shit like that.
I mean, Stone Cold's doing crazy shit all the time. When no one stole his belt. Now someone stole his belt. Yeah. Last time someone took anything from Stone Cold, he tried to kill Brian Pillman in his house.
And entered. He broke and entered.
He beat and eat.
Yeah. And got a shot at.
Yeah.
And Pillman 9mm says, what was it? I'm going to kill you, Stone Cold Steve Austin. What was it?
Yeah, what was that? I don't know.
Boom, headshot? Was that what it was?
I don't know. I remember hitting that guy with a wagon, which...
He beat the shit out of a guy with a radio flyer and a kiddie pool. Threw him in a kiddie pool.
Yeah.
Oh, man, what a great
fight. Yeah. Either way, yeah, that's the highlight of the Raw, guys.
Yeah. And so we're riding this high right now. Mm-hmm. Stone Cold Rock. Rivalry's beginning. The next 5 years of our lives, this is going to be what we're looking at. This is going to be this kind of standoffishness, the animosity, the face-and-face, the two faces of the company, mm-hmm. sometimes working together, sometimes against each other. This is going to be the best.
Rock versus Stone.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
How have I never thought about that before? Rock beats Stone every time.
Yeah.
Rock paper, Stone.
God damn it. Give me a beer.
Give me a tequila.
Yeah.
Margarita.
That's what you got to play Rock, Paper, Stone, and whoever wins either does a shot. Rock, Paper, Stone. If you get Stone and beat me, I got to do a beer.
Rock?
Yes. But if
Rock beats Stone.
No. Stone beats Rock.
Why?
Stone Cold beats Rock.
No, but in this game, Stone beats Rock. Then what does Scissor beat? Nothing?
Scissor beats nothing.
So nobody.
But Rock beats Scissor. So yeah. If I do Scissor, Rock beats Scissor.
But why would you do Scissor? But then you gotta anything.
You wouldn't. But if you don't know the rules, then you gotta do a shot of Terra Monday tequila.
Terra Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, those Terra Mondays.
Is that what it's called? Terramana.
Terramana.
Whatever.
Those Terra Mondays. That was like the Garfield's tequila. Terrible Mondays, but he abbreviated it to
It tastes like lasagna. I don't like it.
It's a lasagna aged mezcal. It's a little smoky.
Shit, a little smoky. Oh, so you're saying it has smoke? Yeah. I would say there's no smoke to it.
In a mezcal?
I know.
Come on, a lasagna flavored mezcal?
Do you like mezcal?
I love mezcal.
Really?
Yeah. You like scotch, though.
I know, but
you should like mezcal if you like
scotch. No, but it's like with tequila for me, like needs to be, I need...
You need it in a margarita.
Or something. But Moscow, so even with a margarita, it's like, it doesn't, I don't know. Maybe like a jalapeno margarita if we're getting different flavors in there. There's that smoky.
You know, it's a really great drink I had. And
I'm just not there yet.
It was a Manhattan, but it was made with mezcal.
So like the vermouth, how did that work out?
It was phenomenal.
I guess that would be good.
It was, it was like a smoky, little sweeter. It was really good.
Yeah, interesting.
We're going to start doing cocktail classes on these episodes when they're really bad like this. Instead of talking about, like...
I call this one the black eye. It's a Four Roses.
Yeah. Four Roses stable.
Four Roses stable. All right, so you're not going to get these jokes, so let's get into it so you can understand them. Mark Merrill is coming out with Sable, and apparently he has a match with Jerry the King Lawler. And this is kind of alluding to something that happened a few months ago with Brian Christopher.
Yeah.
The King's
Mark Merrill... faced Brian Christopher, punched him in the dick, and won. The ref didn't see it, so this is vengeance for that about a month ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I will have to say, another shot of mine is you put jelly beans, let them sit there for a little bit.
Where?
In butterscotch, schnapps.
Oh, okay.
Right?
The jelly beans?
Yeah.
Any flavor?
Any ones, except for like the Harry Potter ones, right?
Right.
So now hear me out. The popcorn flavored one.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And butterscotch schnapps. A shot.
You know how many Birdie Bot's beans you gotta buy to get just enough popcorn beans to put in butterscotch?
You see where I'm getting with this one. It's called the butter
bean. No, you just.
Shot's called the butter bean. Either way, the butter
bean. But is this real or did you just make this up right now?
I made this up to make the butter bean theme. We're all doing crazy.
But wouldn't that be fun to do like a jelly bean soaked like vodka, but it's every Birdie Bot's flavor. Like it would be an adult way to do a Harry Potter thing that you grew up with. So like already, booger and vomit and stuff, it's terrible. But like if it had vodka in it, it would be even more terrible. It'd be awesome.
I almost threw up from a BLT shot. Bacon flavored vodka. Mm-hmm.
Brunettes, probably.
I don't know what it was.
Three olives, I bet.
And then you, I forget, you, oh, you have to take the shot of bacon vodka, lick mayonnaise, and then bite a tomato.
I thought you were going to say lick man ass.
Mayonnaise. You do enough, you will.
There's no lettuce.
I know. And I'm a veggies guy, dude. You can see how pissed off I was.
Where's the fucking lettuce? Maybe you don't eat a leaf of lettuce at the end. You gotta eat. What was the?
I think you just bite a head of lettuce.
Hey, what's the tomato?
It's just what, or maybe you bite the lettuce and tomato. Yeah, probably. Either way, it was terrible. Just it was all gross. Either way, so let's get back. Butterbean is in the crowd and he's waving at Sable. Mark Merrill's probably not gonna be happy about this.
Sable's waving back too, which is even
worse. She does. She's a fan of the people.
Now I understand why she's got her black eye.
Yeah, speaking of black eye or black eye, JR says Sonny has a black eye. It's
Sable has a black eye.
Yeah, sorry.
If anyone touched Sonny, I would beat the fuck out of that.
Now, I'm pretty sure Sonny's beating the fuck out of a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's fine. She has every right.
Yeah. So, Sable has a black eye, and JR and Jim Cornette on commentary, by the way, are saying that it's from one of her horses.
Which one?
Dasher.
Sable Claws. Yes, yeah, so but we don't see it because she's got sunglasses on, right? We don't see it at this point.
Right. The Terminator style sunglasses.
Yeah, which though she's been wearing for a long time, and I feel like we've talked about this, that, oh, does she have a black eye? Is Miro beating her? Even before he was turning into this beating her guy.
Yeah, we probably did.
And we talked about it, and it was never a thing. It, like, no big deal. So, whatever. The match goes on. It's King versus Miro this time. Yeah. King is a weird-ass spike pile driver.
Yeah.
It's like he almost is going to try to do like a Hurricanrana type thing, but then he stops him and does the pile driver.
Yeah, I thought the setup was a little weird.
Like it seems like, you know, textbook and about to cause an injury setup, but King is the GOAT of doing pile drivers. So it's fine. The whole time, the Kingston is hitting on Sable outside.
Brian Christopher.
Yeah.
Hitting on what Sable. What do you mean hitting on her?
Like, he's literally walking around saying, hey, Mark Miro sucks. Ha! Why don't you come with me? Oh, you won't need him anymore.
He's got a pen and paper and take down your number.
Give me your number. What is it? I got 7.
I'm a real man.
Exactly.
Look at you.
I'm checking you, Ronan. He's not a real man.
All right, so King hits the spike pile driver. Sable sees this and then grabs her little, what do you call that? The little whip.
A whip? It's a whip.
It's a little whip. What do you call that? A little
flogger?
Whip?
Is a that a whip? No, it's a whip.
It's a whip. I don't know about like enough about S&M. I was hoping Bruce can get me into that.
But. Oh, yeah. Bruce, hey, shout out to Bruce. We'll check it out. Should we call GB right now and ask him about what that thing is?
Yeah, all right. So Sable causes a disc. You're like, how can we fit a whole episode in this?
We're actually doing pretty well. So he's going to get the pin after that spike pile driver. She runs in,
yeah,
and chokes out King with her whip. With her whip.
Yeah.
And that's a DQ.
That is a DQ. You can't do that.
But she doesn't have her sunglasses on anymore at this point. For some reason. I don't know if Brian Christopher took them off. I don't know where it happened.
True.
But you see how black her eye is.
It's a black eye.
It's fucked up.
Yeah.
It's worse than the one we're about to see Vince McMahon having when he got actually punched in the face. So either a horse kicked her or some type of 5-time gold glove boxer punched her in the eye.
New York.
Yeah, New York nonetheless. Yeah.
Hey, dude.
Look, I'm sorry, babe, but you talked bad to me, and I had to, you know, sock you one.
When the Russians come over here, I'm going to be the champion.
I'm going to go the distance, baby. Yeah, I'm going to go the distance. Yo, Adrian.
I was just gonna say.
I'm going to go the distance.
All right, speaking of black guys, we do get a pretty lengthy interview from JR to Vince McMahon regarding what happened at Survivor Series with the Hitman himself, Bret Hart.
And by lengthy, we mean a long time. It takes a long time to explain what happened. So
I don't know if you caught my drift, the lengthy part, but it took several minutes.
Several half dozen minutes, maybe a whole dozen minutes.
It was probably a 15-minute segment. Yeah.
It was long, and it was, it's weird for us because we know what happened. And we know the stories already. This is 25 years later. We understand. But they didn't at the time, and so now Vince is giving his side of the story, basically saying, Brett was the only person who screwed Brett. He didn't want to do business, and being a consummate professional in this industry, he
allegedly didn't want to do business.
We worked together to have him go to WCW, because basically he's saying, Vince didn't think he was worth the money anymore. Mm-hmm. WCW's going to pay him more. And Brett was upset with creative and how it was going, which I don't blame him for, because it's kind of not great.
Yeah. Well, let's break this down. So, what are the facts that we have? Brett signed, when? In 97, a 20-year deal?
That's what JR said, a 20-year deal.
So, I know that he was getting paid. He was probably the highest paid wrestler.
So, can we agree on that? Vince kind of avoided that 20-year thing. And which is, to me, is insane. I can't imagine any WWE superstar signing a 20-year deal.
Well, I feel like the way that he thought Bret Hart was, and the way that, I mean, I don't think Vince thought that the Attitude Era was the way to go back in, at least, probably, let's just say, 97.
Not in 96, in fall of 96, because that's when he signed, because he came back in Survivor Series.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he says in this interview that they had restructured it to a 3-year deal, $3 million a year.
Okay.
So that's what I'm going off of, was the contract. So he did 1 year of that.
Okay.
So there's 2 more years left. Vince didn't think he was worth it, which, according to him, is the highest contract in wrestling at the time, which I don't know if that's true, and I don't think it is.
Okay.
Because I think WCW guys are making a lot more money.
That may be true, but maybe in WWF, right?
And he's like, look, we got Stone Cold coming up. We got Shawn Michaels doing his thing. Why are we paying this guy $3 million a year when we're paying them probably a mil or less, you know?
Yeah. And also, I mean, to Vince's point, it's not like, I mean, at this time, Brett's just not worth the money. He's not the I mean, when you're looking at all the merch, and it's all Stone Cold shit, you know, and, I mean, who else is, and Shawn Michaels stuff, it's these guys, and Brett's kind of, I mean, let's be honest, we know he wasn't really cutting good promos. They tried the heel thing, and it just didn't really vibe.
The heel thing worked to a degree, but it's not like, if he had stayed, it would never have worked. Like, if he was the guy now.
Yeah.
Like, because you have now, so say he just, you know, that was a match he lost. And he's going to stay in the WWE, or F, whatever you're calling it.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to be now a face, because there's no other faces. It's just Stone Cold and him.
Yeah,
he's,
but we talked
continue
about
this feud, basically.
Yeah, you can't really be a face in this Attitude Era. You know what I mean?
No, well, yeah. There's not, just not good in guys the traditional in,
yeah,
sense.
Yeah.
But so what is going to happen here? So I just
think, especially if he's going to make more money. I mean, right. it makes sense.
And Vince says it in this. He says, I make more good decisions than bad decisions, and I feel like this was a good decision. And I think it was, because obviously
it benefits everybody here, and it works out.
Bret Hart was he was a last generation kind of guy, and he was great. Best there is, best there was, best there ever will be. Everyone else is hosers and hyenas. Right decision.
Hosers and Hyenas.
Hosers and Hyenas. That's our next album name.
Yeah, I was thinking next food truck, but yeah.
Well, we'll see how Michinoku Driver does.
Why don't we do a Hosers and Hyenas and we collab with the Jackal on something? I don't know what it is. It could literally be music, it could be food, it could be, I don't know.
You need Jackal,
supplement,
you got
company.
An album in you,
man?
He got it. Come on, Jackal. Let's drop that record finally.
I'm going to spit some truth.
Yeah, it's truth.
Yeah.
It's going to be called truth by commission.
I'll put you out like so stupid. All right. Yeah, so that's basically the gist of it. And we're going to get a little bit more a little bit later. But in the meantime, I know you want me. I know you want me. I know that you want my love. Sonny's coming out. And
as a referee.
Well, referee top, is she going to be a referee, though?
She got a referee bottom, though, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't know.
She doesn't, then.
Oh, then she doesn't.
No.
All right.
She's a referee top, but not a bottom.
Yeah.
Talking loose.
Second special guest referee we've seen so far.
Today?
In the podcast, we had Sean.
Third.
Oh, no, third. We had Shamrock. Remember, he had that painted on straight?
Yeah, he was hardcore. He was the first one. Was he the first one?
Yeah, he was the first one we saw. I told you I saw an interview with him when he was, like, reminiscing about that. He goes, oh, my God, that shirt was so fucking tight on me. I'm like, yeah, I don't know how the fuck you got that on. Either way, yeah, she's going to be a special guest referee for a six-man tag. Let me tell you. So, great. Six-man mini match.
Mini tag.
We got Nova. We got Torres. We got my favorite, Max. Mini versus Tarantula, Torito, and what's the other one?
The Italian.
Yes. The Italian.
Battalion.
It looks like Mario.
But when they say battalion, it sounds like they're saying the Italian every time. Mm-hmm. Every single time.
Yeah.
The Italian, the battalion. He looks like
I'm barely walking here.
I'm the battalion.
Two steps at a time. All right. So match is going on.
Battalion.
And a little bit of kerfuffle going on. And Sonny's going to get these guys straight. She goes, hold on. Time out. You go in your corner. You go in your corner.
And then the lights go out.
Kane's fucking music hits.
Oh, no.
Is Kane about to tombstone six mini people?
If he tombstoned any, it wouldn't even hurt them. How are you landing a tombstone on these mini athletes?
Their feet need to be at your nipples, right?
Feet to nipples, or you're not breaking necks. You know?
I'm going to use that quote when I'm, like, old. I'm going to be like a football coach. I'm like, we need to get
come
out
on,
there.
Guys. Feet to nipples,
or we're not breaking necks.
You're going to be like, what the hell are you talking about? You don't know about when Kane came out of Tombstone Max Mini?
November 17, 1997. Sonny was a special guest. Feet to nipples, or not breaking necks. So stupid. So Kane.
Can we get a poster of that? Feet to nipples, or we're not breaking necks, and just have it hung up everywhere?
I'm inspired now.
Yeah. It's like you tap it when you go into a room.
I need to say that. I'm like, any Zoom meeting.
Like, it's like a sex thing. Don't you think that's a sex thing?
It could be anything. But mostly, yeah, it could be a sex thing.
Because it's her feet to your nipples. And then you're breaking her back, at least.
Back minimum. But the back, does the spine not connect to the neck, right?
It's all connected to the cheek.
Yeah, your C to T to L to, what's the last one, S? Yeah.
Z is the last letter enough, but
I wasn't going. Okay. Either way, Kane is coming out, and now this is hilarious because all the mini people, I could still say mini people, right?
Because that's you could say it.
Yeah, they're all hiding under the announcement table.
Yeah, and they're grabbing like Jim Cornette's racket.
Yeah,
to block themselves.
It's so funny. Also, it would have been great if Kane just cleaned house with these guys,
but thank God we have the Headbangers to save the day.
Yeah, I'm not following this.
The Headbangers came out and saved the day. We don't know why, but I guess they have an affinity towards little people.
I get it. Little moshers.
Yeah.
Little thrashers. Mini mosh, mini thrasher.
Dude, that's
we saw awesome. Mini Vader.
Honestly, if they had a mini version of them, I'd like them more.
I would too. So, Headbangers come out and they smash a boombox over Kane's head.
A boombox is what he was saying there.
I burped midway.
Yeah, you just said boombox.
Yeah. So they take the boombox and they smash it over Kane's head, but it kind of doesn't do any damage to him. Kane ends up
having a banger in there at the time.
Yeah, it was probably playing the... It wasn't playing Baby
Well, 97. What would have been a jam at the time?
Pump the jam, pump it up. Why you beat us stomping? Where the party's headed?
Yeah, right? That would have been good. That would have been a good one. Out. Yeah. Know what's going on. But they probably had like Alanis Morissette playing or something.
Look up hits for 97 while I go through this. That's so. You ought to know.
Yeah.
Kane's head. So Kane does what you think he would do. Hits Thrasher with a choke slam, then a tombstone. Grabs Mosh and ends up doing a tombstone to him.
This is the perfect song. They were definitely playing was Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba.
What is
I get knocked out.
Okay, that's the only one.
And then so Semi Charm Kind of Life was there.
Maybe they did play that and Kane just didn't get knocked out.
Yeah, you're right. Then that would have been back. Up jumps the boogie to the boogie and up jumps the boogie. No, that's a different song. Fly by Sugar Ray.
How does that one go?
Fly.
So fly. No.
Barbie Girl. By Aqua. I'm a Barbie Girl. I don't think that. So the Jock Jam, is that the one? Pump up the. Is that that one?
Pump up the jam. That has to be it. So that was perfect.
Umbop was on there.
Oh, Hanson.
Yeah, Hanson.
A lot of one hit wonders.
Yeah. I guess that would have been good.
The Drugs Don't Work? Who's that by?
The Drugs Don't Work? Where did you see
one up there? The Verve?
The Verve.
Aren't they from Grand Rapids or something?
Is that the Verve?
The Verve Pipe. Yeah. Come on, guys. Get your names together.
Dude, number one song was Candle in the Wind, 1997.
I don't think I know that song. I know Dust in the Wind. Dustin. It's Dustin.
I Believe I Can Fly was number 6.
Really?
Of that year.
Wow. What Usher song was it?
You Make Me Wanna.
You Make Me Wanna to Run Away.
Bird Pipe, Freshman was 21. Oh,
for the life of me, freshman. I could never
tell. No diggity, I would like to bang it up.
Okay, so man, what a great music year.
This was a good year.
Yeah, what else?
Sister Hazel? Sonny Came Home by Sean Colvin? You think that's about Sonny?
That's about Sonny. How do you think it's spelled Came? I guess it's just Kane
Sonny
Home.
Kane Home, yeah.
Sonny Kane Home. Yeah. That's got to be Kane Home.
Up jumps the boogie to the boogie. Yeah, it's the same one I said earlier. Pony by Genuine, dude.
I'm just a bachelor. That came out in 97. Yeah, God, what a year, dude.
Years ago. Damn, Tub Thumping. This is Secret Red. Garden by Bruce Springsteen. Fly Like an Eagle by Seal.
Fly like an eagle to the sea.
Like Barbie Girl we mentioned.
Yeah.
Let me clear my throat. Na-na-na-na-na. Great story. Wiggles got in a fight to that song at this bar by the Latin Kings jumping. Because he bumped into one of their girlfriends during that song. Let me clear my
I can
throat.
See that happening. I can see it all right now.
Shout out to Wiggles.
Yeah. How'd that end up?
Oh, terrible for him.
Not good.
But Vince walked the chick he was dancing with home, so good for Vince. You know what he was doing that night.
Tell you the one guy who doesn't have cheese in his teeth. Shout out to Vince. All right, that's going to land for a few of our audience. All right, so DX is coming out, and new cinematographer, who dis?
Finally, this is the DX entrance.
I felt like I was tripping.
I was tripping, man. Break it down. Can you do that? Are you good enough at editing to do that?
Dude, I am so far behind. There's not even going to be like the put it here as I'm just pushing these episodes.
Oh, finally. Yeah. Hell yeah. Fucking go, guys. Yeah. We're going to get caught up now.
We'll be caught up now. Caught Up by Usher. That was a good one.
I'm so caught up.
Are we a music podcast? Food truck and music podcast.
These are just, okay. Taco Michinoku only plays 1997 hits. That's it. You're out there, you're only hearing songs from 97. Nothing from 98, nothing from late 96. Only 97 releases. But all genres.
Yeah, I don't even think we need to sell food.
Taco Michinoku.
All right, so DX is coming out, and they're literally, as they're coming out, they're like transitioning the video to what's going on live, and you can't really tell what's live and what's not until you see like a building falling down, building seven, and you can't really figure it out. But it's great editing. I almost feel like I had a seizure. But either way, in the ring, Sean is calling out Ken Shamrock, and he's saying,
"Well, last night I didn't lose."
And I would agree with that.
Yeah, it's a made up.
I wasn't even in the match. No one called it right down the middle.
And Triple H gets on the mic and calls out Sergeant Slaughter for last night. And Sergeant Slaughter comes out and Triple H has a few words to him, basically saying that Mrs. Slaughter isn't happy with, the commissioner's erectile dysfunction, right?
Right. And you know what that recommends gets recommended to him here? The one and only cure for erectile dysfunction that is not a narcotic.
It's not.
It is just a simple...
Yeah, you know what I hate about these boner pills sometimes? Yeah.
What's that?
If I'm in the mood, I'm ready to go, I pop one, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have 30 minutes of foreplay to wait for this fucking hard-on.
Yeah, what are you, gay? Who's doing 40 minutes of...
Well, I gotta wait for the pill to kick in.
Ah, well, thank God.
Thank God what?
Thank God we've got not a condom. Because it'll make you hard just by wrapping that thing around your dick.
Well, what was the other sponsor?
Oh, Mount Everest.
Mount Everest, thank you. I was waiting for that.
No, I knew you were, okay. But like, the thing is, Mount Everest is cool... But it's all about the ring type structure of the Nada condom. It will make your penis more erect than ever.
Did we lose our sponsor to Mount Everest?
Oh, the Mount Everest one?
Yeah.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Ric Flair talked shit about JR recently.
Okay.
And I like did a whole tweet storm to Ric Flair about how JR is great. You shouldn't talk shit about him, but I didn't use those words.
Do you show the photo of me and Ric Flair?
No, I kind of edited that, and it's now Kanye and Ric Flair hanging out, and then they were like, Japanese Hitler was like right behind them.
I love the Jews.
Yeah,
but I also love the Nazis.
That's what it was saying. They dropped us. Mount Everest dropped us.
Who's got 5 minutes, dude?
I know.
5 minutes of eating pussy and foreplay.
I know. We're not all Vince here.
Yeah.
We can't all eat puss for 5 minutes while our dick gets hard.
Either way, back to it. So Triple H is talking shit to Commissioner Slaughter about his shortcomings. And Sergeant Slaughter slaps Hunter Hearst Helmsley. Now DX is attacking the commissioner. They hit him with a briefcase. Triple H hits him with a pedigree, and then they cover him with toilet paper.
Yeah, like one string of toilet paper, two strings of toilet paper.
It was two.
It's not that much toilet paper.
If they knew what went on in 2020, they would not
They wouldn't be just throwing it around like that.
Yeah.
Must be nice to be in 1997.
Either way, let's get into the light heavyweight tournament. We have Scott Taylor himself, a.k.a.
Scotty Too Hottie.
Versus Eric Shelley.
A.k.a. And... Eric Too Shelley.
Yeah. A.k.a.
During the match, nobody ever heard of him again.
Yeah, exactly. So during the match, you know it's kind of boring when we get Jeff Jarrett on the phone.
People just call in. Hey, this match sucks, right? Can we talk?
Jarrett goes, we're going to take a call. Hey, Jeff, how you doing? Hey, JR. Are you recording right now? He goes, yes, we are. Is now a good time to talk? It couldn't be a better time, Jeff. It couldn't be a fucking better time. So Jeff Jarrett is on the phone, and Jeff Jarrett is saying that he will debut next week on Raw here, well, not here, there in North Carolina. And my question to you is, let's make a bet.
Who is he going to face?
Who will he face? His first match.
Al Snow.
That's a fucking great answer. Holy shit, that's a good answer.
Or, well, Leaf Cassidy, I guess, is what we're calling him.
Well, yeah, we know.
That's my guess. Because here's my thing. I don't think we've seen any real jobber in a long time.
We haven't.
I was going to say for a second, you know.
Maybe Barry Flash Horowitz. Funk.
Maybe Flash Funk. Could be Flash Funk. That's another good one. But I'm going to go with Leaf Cassidy.
Damn, Leaf Cassidy is such a good one. I will, even though he's got a little... I'm going to go with Flash Funk on this one.
Shop it?
My other one was Goldust. But I feel like he might have enough.
Goldust. That's the stupidest thing you could have said. I mean, we haven't gotten to why, but like, why would it be Goldust?
Because I ran out of people to think. All right, Flash Funk, let's go.
You should have said the goon, dude. That would have been better than
Goldust. I missed the goon.
From right. North Carolina. They didn't even have a hockey team back then, but...
Well, I'm thinking...
We're doing a shop bet, though, right?
That was shop bet, shop bet. Okay. All right, so stay tuned. Either way, flying DDT, jumping DDT,
up the top rope where the guy's not. The guy's on the mat, and he lands a DDT from that, which doesn't seem to be make any sense. I guess if you grab a guy's neck, jumping at him... To where you fall back, maybe it would be a little more force. I don't think so, though.
Scott Taylor gets to win. Yeah, I don't know about that.
The worst bet.
They're workshopping
it. It's a better move.
All right. Are we done with Mark Merrill, or is he coming back out?
No, Mark Merrill gets 2 spots per episode now because he missed 9 months.
He's making up for lost time.
Yeah, making up for lost time. I know that you want to make up for lost time. So he comes out, he calls out JR to interview him in the ring, and he's basically saying, look, my property, my girlfriend or wife, whatever she is, Sable, my property, he calls her. He says, you're letting all these fat, out of shape people in the crowd look at her, and I just got to
do a warm visit.
And nobody's doing anything. The WWF's not doing anything. You're not doing anything. This is stupid. I don't want anyone looking at her. And he goes to Butterbean. I don't want you looking at her. I don't want you waving at her. And I don't want you crowd to start saying Sable. And then everybody
starts doing it. So the crowd just chimes in.
Even Butterbean. Then Butterbean storms the ring with his manager in tow, and pushes Mark Miro. This is gonna get out of hand. He's just letting all of the audience just come in whenever they want.
Well, it worked out for Sam Blackman.
Sam Blackman? You mean Sam Blackburn? Or do you mean Steve Blackman? It's one of the two. They both did it. They both did it. One had a sledgehammer.
Can we make a new character? This won't resonate with everybody. But I feel like... Can we tell a story? I don't know if you know this story, but this is 100%
true. Is this the sledgehammer story? Or is this a different story?
Different story.
Oh, okay.
We had a kid in high school, which you could probably put the name together, but will be anonymous for the podcast's sake. Always carried this water bottle with him, and he had the little doohickey on the top of the... the water bottle where when you released it, the little rubber thing would come up. The little straw. Yep. The little rubber one. So a friend of ours at the time, we'll name him anonymously. We'll call him Gerald. We were in the locker room during PE, and he took his water bottle, which he kept with him every fucking class, and undid the latch with a little doohickey, a little rubber straw, and shoved it up his ass.
Is this something we should be saying on this podcast?
He sure. And then farted, and we saw the bubbles in the water. Then that next episode in English, he was... We're all watching him.
You mean next class in English class? He said next episode in English. I'm like, was this one in Spanish? What's going on here?
I'm so... Either way, next, did I say episode? Yeah. Next podcast talk. Next class in English.
We're not in high school anymore, Robert.
Next episode in Portugal. Yeah. And we're like watching. I'm like, dude, take a sip. And I shit you not, it's almost as if he knew we did this because he would like grab it and we're like, oh my God, take a sip. Then he would just like kind of just toy with it, right? Like he was just teasing us. And we're all like fucking losing it. Like, dude, take a sip. And then like the whole entire class, he's just kind of like just rimming it the entire time. It was fucking, he eventually just took a sip.
How did you guys fucking, for a while?
Yes.
What was the bigger pop, when you did that or when Ken Shamrock didn't know what China was?
I will say because of the audience size, when Ken Shamrock said whatever it was. How dare, don't put the story down. I mean, that was a big pop. That was a big pop. But either way, yeah, I don't know where we got. Oh, that, yeah, I get it. Either way, okay, me. All right.
That we saw the sign of the night.
We did see a sign of the night.
Hunter Hearst Homo.
I like it.
It's creative.
What's not to like?
I don't know.
We always get these Sean is gay signs, but we never get a...
It's not
we
got clever.
The, when Hunter and China get silly, who has the willy, but we never get a Hunter homo sign out there. And I appreciate that fan for putting this one out there.
You could
I
do this it. Homo Hearst Hemsley. It would just work in any Hunter homo Hemsley.
Yeah.
It would work. Yeah, like, anywhere. It's a
good thing he's Triple H.
Yeah, homo.
Insert homo anywhere. Also, we did honorable mention.
Yeah.
Sean is the small dick.
Yeah. Well, dick was, it was D space CK. So it could have been
Sean
duck.
Sean has a small dyke.
Oh, duck. I was thinking duck. Like he has a little duckling that he's taking care of.
Duck could be one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know what else. Deck?
Deck, yeah. Small stuff.
He's got that boat, but yeah, the fucking deck.
San Antonio, it's not like, why have a deck? Like, it's too hot out. And there's no water.
Let's get in the next match. Vader versus...
wasn't even a match. Can you at least put the Goldust paint here? Because this is weird. It was weird face paint.
If it happens, it happens. Can we describe it?
If not, it's a checkered...
It's checkered. You know what
I mean? It's checkered, and it's got red undertones.
Use your imagination.
And he's getting his arm in a sling, so he can't wrestle Vader.
Yeah, what, is he got a broken arm?
Yeah, he did the whole thing. It's
right. He does have a doctor's note.
Right, but then Vader's reading it, and he hits him in the head with a hammer.
What kind of mallet substance is this?
What kind of tool did he just hit Vader with? I can't see what it was, but it would be great at hammering things.
Yeah. That's a great Jim Cornette impression, too. But it would be great at hammering things. That's Jim Cornette. Some sort of mechanism for hammering nails. I don't know exactly what it is. Some sort of wrench or something.
I can tell it's stainless steel.
Yeah.
But that's as far as I can tell from this distance. Hits him in the head with a hammer and then just leaves.
Okay.
And Vader...
What's going on? What's going on with Goldust? What's going on with him? He's free?
He's free, finally. And you know why I always say chicks ruin everything? Hashtag chicks ruin everything. Swipe up. Hashtag chicks ruin everything. He realized...
I mean, if their feet aren't your nipples, are you really breaking necks?
I know. So, he's realized that a little too late, and now he's freaking out about it because he's fucking weird. He needs a chick. So chicks ruined everything for him. So
he also had like lingerie, like tight.
Talk about that. Slippers and a robe.
Yeah, he did have slippers too. Yeah, fuck it. I'll put it here. God damn it. All right. I got to put it here. Maybe.
Well, something's going on. We'll get to the bottom of it. I think we're going to get a Goldust Vader match, hopefully, at Degeneration Nights in your house. But we thought Commissioner Slaughter was out for the day. But he's coming back out to the ring because he's tough as nails.
No, you know, yeah. Nails would have been good for whatever substance.
Whatever tool they had there, that would be great for nails. And that is as tough as Sergeant Slaughter is. So
he tough as Yeah, he took a pedigree to the chin.
And a briefcase to the chin.
Yeah.
Full of body bags. And he comes out and basically challenges Triple H to a match at DX In Your House. Calls him a maggot a lot. A lot. And
we
it's
can't say that. We'll say
it rhymes with.
We can't say the M word.
He calls him a maggot.
He calls him a faggot.
Whoa!
But it rhymes with an M. You could put the pieces together.
Can you bleep that out?
I'm not editing anymore.
The Goldust is the last thing I'm doing. So I'm cool.
I draw the line. The slippers is where I draw the line.
Whatever, though. It's going to be a good match.
Is it? Yeah, is it?
That's the match I'm most excited for in a pay-per-view now.
What are the matches?
That's all so far. We still got three weeks to figure it out. So all
right.
I'm guessing we're going to see Sean versus
Ken Shamrock, right? So. Yeah.
But we'll see what else. And probably Stone Cold versus The Rock. Which will be probably the best match.
Actually, this might be a really good pay-per-view, but leading up to it, I mean, we have to do something good.
There's still 3 weeks, though, so they're just putting filler stuff in on us now.
Yeah. It's like, and for the main event.
Oh, but we also have LOD versus the New Age Outlaws. You don't have that in your notes.
I don't.
And that was awesome.
Oh, we skipped past that.
You have it?
Yeah, no, we skipped past that. We skipped past it. It was that
you were so
interview.
Excited to get to the 6-man mini match. Hey, you skipped this whole section. And this builds the story so well. And the New Age Outlaws so well. So the Boniquas come out. All
right, guys. Let's rewind here. It doesn't matter what order we put them in. It's Ross sucks. All right. We got the Los Boriquas are coming out versus... Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's the same song. Is it the other two Boriquas?
It could be. But no, they might have fucked up. The Los Boriquas music is playing, but who comes out?
It is the Road Dog, Jesse James, the badass Billy Gunn.
Yeah, they're dressed like the Boriquas.
Billy Gunn looks like a pirate here. I know. But they're just saying,
love
what's
these
up,
guys?
Man? What's up, Holmes?
All right, so these guys go at it, and then Jose from the Los Boriquas comes in.
And the
DQ.
Other guy, Jesus?
Yeah, sure. Probably. It is.
It's that is.
We're not even being racist.
That's their names.
Yeah, I know. And then Carlos, right?
No, there's only four of them, dude. Quattro.
Mr. Garcia comes out. Jesus Christ. All right. Yeah, that was the quickest match I think we've ever seen.
They got DQ'd pretty quick, but that was pretty funny how they came out. Good heat generators. Let's get to the main event.
The main event. Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for. We haven't even plugged this yet, but we do get The Rock versus... Yeah, match is going on. We see The Rock hit the People's Elbow, and then Dude Love is tuning up the band. Is he going to do the Sweet Chin Music?
No, he just does a DDT.
Is that his thing? What's
he tunes up the band because he's Dude Love, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And
hits a DDT that should end the match, and DOA interfere, or DOA, NOD. Interfere.
Wouldn't that be a twist?
They're coming out with the headbangers. Yeah, so NOD interfere, and here comes Stone Cold to get his title back. Sisterhood of the IC title, really, is what it is. Might be the episode. If you clicked on it, and giving stunners to D-Lo again, poor D-Lo, and Rock comes out and steals the title again.
And escapes.
Sends it back. So that's how the episode ends. Not very good.
We'll get there. We'll get there, guys.
I fucking hope so. I thought this was...
You know you're a lot more pretentious than that vest?
Well, yeah, I'm wearing...
You haven't liked one episode since you've been wearing that vest.
I guarantee... this is true. I know what you're thinking, and yes, I'm wearing Sperry's.
He does. He looks good in them.
Yeah. What else can we add to this episode to make it
better? Yeah, this one time in high school, we all beat the shit out of this kid, and he was lame, so we had to do it.
I didn't do anything. What I can't watch?
Nothing wrong with watching, as long as you pay for it.
All right, what do we got? Two more episodes.
Three more episodes.
Oof, until... Is this the last pay-per-view? Until
the Royal Rumble, yeah. So we got to, you know, we got to start thinking about our moments of the year, our whole end of the
we
year.
We got to do a year wrap up, I think, where yeah. we just probably talk about
bundles. And maybe we'll do the Trish Stratus Christmas movie review.
Let's talk about Trish. Is she really doing a holiday movie?
Yeah, it's live on Amazon.
Jingle All the Time? Or Jingle All the Way? Whatever the fuck it is.
It's always jingling. They don't jingle, man. They're fake, I think.
Yeah,
you kind of stay in the same place all the time.
Are they really jingling 24/7? What the fuck are we doing? Oh, my God. Guys, if you're listening still, thank you. We're trying to do our best. These episodes...
It's been a while since we've recorded, and so... we're just getting back in the groove. This is how Robert got his groove back.
Yeah, call me Stella Artois, because I am down the throat of Belgian homeless people.
That's what you're going with?
I don't know.
I was going to say, call Robert Stella Artois, because he's sucking off the boys.
Well, not their dicks, their toys, like strap-ons.
Oh, yeah.
I'm blindfolded, so whatever you put in my mouth, I'm assuming it's rubber.
Oh, you got one of those strap-ons that shoot white hot stuff in my mouth? Oh, that's so cool.
How do you get it so warm? Is this where we
wrap it up?
Give me the wrap it up box. All right, guys. Stay tuned to the next episode. Hopefully some things come before the In Your House Regeneration episode. We got one last one that we imagine, I hope there's a story. Alright.